Governor Andrew Cuomo and the state legislature are considering a commission to design a new teacher evaluation plan in order to break an impasse over the state budget. But as our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, even some lawmakers admit that the compromise is just kicking the can down the road.
Cuomo has demanded that education policy changes be passed along with the state budget, or he'll hold up school aid increases. The governor and lawmakers are stuck, though, over the issue of how much standardized test results should count toward a teacher's grade. Cuomo wants 50% of the score to be based on students' performance on the standardized tests, but Assembly Democrats have resisted. A compromise would be to create a commission appointed by the governor and majority party legislative leaders. It would decide how to redesign the teacher evaluations. Any additional school aid increases could be delayed until June, when the commission would issue its report, says Assembly Education Chair Kathy Nolan.
These are only concepts that are being discussed, but they have some, you know, when people can't agree, sometimes bringing in some outside experts is a way to resolve it. That's not really such a terrible thing.
Nolan admits that school districts who have to vote on their budgets in May might not like waiting until June to find out how much state aid they're going to get.
Some school districts would not be happy, and we'll have to see what they say. I don't know if my Senate colleagues from Long Island, for example, can really go home and say, we're not doing it until June. That'll be up to the Senate to decide.
The idea of the commission was first revealed by Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos.
They would come up with recommendations to the legislature. And the question is whether we have to vote on it, or it would just be implemented, what they recommend.
But later, the chair of the Senate Education Committee said he can't envision a scenario where a state budget is approved without the school aid numbers included. But he did not completely rule out waiting until June to determine any additional increases for schools. The president of the teachers union, Karen McGee, did not reject the idea of a commission. She says any panel, though, would have to include a representative of all of the stakeholders, including teachers, superintendents, and school boards.
We'd be in favor of a panel that would be a panel of stakeholders. Purpose of that panel would be to look at recommendations for the overall evaluation.
The union's vice president, Andy Pallotta, who attended a protest at the Capitol earlier in the day, says what's not acceptable, though, is holding off any school aid increases for 2 months.
The worst way to go forward with this is by holding hostage the funding that belongs to the schools. Our taxpayers pay this money believing that it's going to go to what they would want it to go to, as in schools and hospitals and roads, and for the governor to tie all this together is just wrong.
Teachers are planning a large protest rally on the governor's education policies in general. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.